The Stories of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Adapted by Parvati Devi Dasi. For preschool children and early readers. This is Volume 4. Chapter 1. Krishna, the Lord of Dwarka. Krishna's day began early every morning with the cock-a-doodle-doo of the cocks crowing outside. From his bedroom window, cool breezes carried the sounds of honeybees buzzing around sweet parijata flowers, while birds chirped sweetly to him like professional chanters singing prayers. After Lord Krishna took his bath, he put on clean yellow silk clothes, flower garlands, and the Kastuba jewel necklace. He then said his morning prayers and gave away grains, silk clothes, and thousands of cows and calves in charity to Brahmana priests. Each of these peaceful cows was nicely decorated with silk cloth and pearl necklaces. Their horns were covered with gold and their hooves with silver. After prayers in the temple, Krishna called for his driver, Daruka, to bring his wonderful chariot. Together with his best friend Uddhava and his general Satyaki, they drove to the assembly hall known as Sudharma. Krishna spent most of the day there with ministers and kings, discussing how to take care of everyone in the kingdom properly. As the queens in his palaces lovingly watched him leave for the day, Krishna looked back at every one of them with a wonderful smile they would remember all day long. The Sudharma assembly house was specially made in the heavenly planets. Anyone inside of it was never disturbed by hunger, thirst, sadness, illusion, old age, or death. There were many professional jesters, dancers, and musicians to put everyone in a happy mood. As soon as the Lord sat on his throne, the jesters played jokes to make everyone laugh. The actors performed dramas, and the musicians played mridanga, drum, veena, flutes, and bells for the dancers and singers. Priests read exciting stories from the scriptures. Once upon a time, a person came into the assembly house with folded hands. "My dear Lord Krishna," he prayed, "the terrible King Jarasandha has thrown 20,000 kings into his prisons, and he has taken away their kingdoms. We are all your devotees. You are our only shelter, and we pray that you will save us all from the horrible anger of King Jarasandha. Although he is very powerful, we know that even he cannot defeat you, because your strength and authority are unlimited." At that moment, the great saintly devotee Narada Muni came in, playing his veena, his hair dazzling like gold. Out of great respect, Lord Krishna immediately stood up along with everyone else and welcomed him. "You are very kind to bless us by coming to our assembly house." Then Krishna asked, "You travel everywhere. Have you any news of the Pandava brothers? What is King Yudhisthira doing now?" "My dear Lord," Narada said, "let me offer my humble obeisances to you again and again. King Yudhisthira and all the Pandavas are very well by your grace. They miss you very much and want to invite you to a Rajasuya sacrifice. If Yudhisthira performs this sacrifice, kings everywhere will accept him as their emperor. Then, my lord, naturally these kings will all take shelter of you, because you are the lord of Maharaj Yudhisthira." Lord Krishna smiled at Uddhava and said, "My dear friend, if I go to Hastinapura to meet the Pandavas, how will I be able to free these 20,000 unhappy kings from Jarasandha's prison? What shall I do?" Uddhava said, "My dear lord, Yudhisthira can only hold the Rajasuya sacrifice after he defeats kings like Sishupal and Jarasandha. The evil king Jarasandha is as strong as 10,000 elephants, but so is Bhima. Yudhisthira can send his brother Bhima to challenge and fight with Jarasandha to free the 20,000 prisoners. When all the demoniac kings are defeated and have surrendered to King Yudhisthira, you can go to Hastinapura to join him for the Rajasuya sacrifice." Krishna turned to the messenger who had come to speak for the 20,000 imprisoned kings and said, "Please tell the kings not to worry. I am on my way to arrange for their freedom from the prisons of the evil king of Magadha, Jarasandha." Narada Muni offered his respects to Lord Krishna, then left singing all about the activities of his Lord.